This is Scooping Up the Field Mice, a Bandom fanfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco, written by Arsenic Jade and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Brendan Ryan. Brendan was fairly certain Ryan had liked Belle when he'd first gotten her for Brendan, but he was starting to worry that the shine had worn off. It wasn't that Ryan had stopped petting her, or giving her treats, or letting her follow him around. No, Ryan did all those things with a fair amount of regularity. He even called out to her when they got on the bus, and bought her bunny toys at random times, and took pictures of her and made a MySpace for her so that she could be Hobo's friend. But for all that, he refused, absolutely 100% refused, to be left alone with her. Brendan had tried asking Spencer if he knew what was up, but Spencer had just smirked and said, "Ryan has issues." Which was also Spencer's way of saying, "Ask him yourself, Yuri." The problem was, sometimes Ryan's issues were, "Oh, it really drives me fucking crazy when I have to wait for the bathroom." And sometimes they were, "My childhood scarred me emotionally and mentally for life." It was 6 to 1 and a half dozen to the other on any given day, as to which one it could be. And while Brendan loved Belle, he probably loved Ryan more. And it seemed unfair to dig up something that might possibly be from the latter category, just because he was concerned about human-hair relationships on the bus. Instead, he kept reminding Belle to be really, really good for Ryan, and hoping that the problem, you know, fixed itself. The problem didn't fix itself. But the next best thing happened, which was that Brendan found out what was wrong without having to ask. Or, well, John did. Since John was the one who was sometimes sent links by Pete about them and actually watched them. Which was why Pete kept sending them to John. All of them had tried explaining this to John and discouraging such behavior, but as of yet, they'd had no luck. Anyway, John said, "Hey, did you know that Ryan totally lost some girl's rabbit when he was a kid?" And, what? Because no, Brendan hadn't known that about Ryan. It seemed like fairly pertinent information, if he did say. And he did. Yeah, his dad told her it had run off with its bunny husband. That, Brendan blinked. That explains a lot, actually. John said, and went back to his email. Brendan started planning. When Ryan came to the door, Brendan pulled him in and said, "I need you to watch Belle." "What?" Ryan asked. "Please, Rye, I have to go to my nephew's recital. Spencer's nowhere to be found. John's halfway across the country, and I started cleaning her cage this morning and got distracted. It's just a couple of hours. Please, please, please." "Brendan, you said you wanted me to come over and watch movies." "Well, yeah, just with Belle," Ryan said. "I kind of thought it was a metaphor for sex." Which actually was pretty fair, since most of their movie watching ended in sex. Brendan said, "Not with Belle, but totally as a reward for being an awesome bunny sitter." "Brendan, thanks so much," Brendan said. "There's treats in the fridge, you know where everything is. Be back at 9. He closed the door behind him before Ryan could get a word in edgewise. Brendan came home a little later than 9, mostly because he'd stopped to get cheesy popcorn. It was one of Ryan's favorite things for movie watching, and Ryan totally deserved a treat, assuming Belle was still at the apartment, which Brendan was pretty sure she was. Brendan let himself in the apartment, Ryan was lying on the floor, curled around Belle, stroking her fur. I hate you. Brendan nodded and sat down facing Ryan. I know, but I thought you might need a little proof that she wasn't going to run away from you. I fed her into a treats coma. I'm not sure that says much. She's staying with you, not coming to me. She always comes to me when I come home. It was true, and Ryan knew it. We had a good time, Ryan admitted. You watch a movie? Sleepless in Seattle. I don't think she got it. Yeah, she's a big fan of Bambi. She communes with Thumper. Bambi is depressing. Totally, Brendan agreed. Is her cage really dirty? Ryan asked. Nope, Brendan said, a small smile on his face. Lying jerk. Want to put her in it and suck my dick by way of apology? Jesus, Ryan, bunny ears! I was thinking maybe afterward I could fuck you in the bathroom and watch your face in the mirror the whole time. Ryan said, in that particularly flat voice he saved for when he was going to say something truly dirty to Brendan. Brendan said, okay, okay, I'll put her up. He scooped her into his arms and nuzzled her nose with his for a second. Don't listen to the dirty, dirty boy. Ryan laughed. Brendan grinned into Belle's fur. The end.